You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Dean Kinetter, in for Rob Ferret. A Wisconsin woman is attempting to be the youngest person ever to circumnavigate the globe on a motorcycle. The current record holder is Henry Crew, who finished the journey at age 23. But Bridget McCutcheon, age 21 of Sanborn, Wisconsin, may break that record as soon as next year after she begins her journey this August. And she's with us right now. Bridget, welcome to Central Time.
Hello, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Great to have you with us. And Bridget, I got to start. What led you to decide to attempt this journey and go after this record?
Well, it was sort of a family inspiration, I suppose you'd say. My oldest brother came to me with this idea. He is also an avid motorcyclist. He was like, you know, at the time I was 20, he said, you know, you're 20, you could totally do this. And I was like, no. And then I kind of, you know, switched gears a little bit. And I'm like, well, yeah, I could do that. So that's kind of where it started.
And I think a lot of people want to travel the world at some point in their lives. Not too many of them want to do it on a motorcycle. What is special to you about doing this on a bike?
So I love motorcycles. I think they are the coolest thing since sliced bread. But,
we're talking with Bridget McCutcheon right now of Sanborn, Wisconsin. A little bit of a car horn right there. We'll give a minute for that to quiet down. She's attempting to become the youngest person in the world to circumnavigate the globe on a motorcycle, leaving on her journey this August. And we're talking with her right now about getting ready for that trip. Bridget, are you still with us? And have things calmed down there?
I am.
Great.
The car has dissolved itself. Anyway, why I chose the motorcycle. When I am on a motorcycle and I am riding, I am much more engaged than I am in a car. Everything that is happening around me is happening to me. And sometimes, you know, it's not so fun. Sometimes it rains on you. So that's fine. But it's much easier for me to explore new places on a motorcycle because I feel like it's, you know, when you're in a car, you're moving through the world in a bubble. When you're on a motorcycle, you're moving through the world almost in the same way that you would be walking down a forest trail. And it's very exposing to me, and I really like that.
Now, Bridget, when I first heard about your endeavor, I admit oceans came to mind right away. And I think that might be the case for a lot of people. Can you talk us through the route you're going to take and doing what it takes to qualify for this record?
So I will be going down. I will be going to the West Coast, and I will be going down the western side of America and pretty much sticking with that theme all the way down through Central America and then South America until I get all the way to Uruguay, which is the very, very tip of the world. And I will come back up through Argentina and then Brazil until I intend on flying my bike. I can ship it, but shipping takes much longer. And one of the requirements for the record is that I cannot stay anywhere for more than 2 weeks unless it's for some extreme medical reason. So I'm going to fly my bike, which is very expensive. I will fly it to the UK, and then I intend to go to Ireland, come back to the UK, go to France, go to sort of across Europe. And that's pretty much where certainty ends because of the tumultuous nature of the world at the moment. That's pretty much as far as my plan has gone solidly.
And are you anticipating perhaps some uncertainty or some challenges beyond Europe?
Yes. So my biggest concern pretty much with this whole trip is being able to get through those countries. So there's three countries that you would have to go through to get to the other side of Asia, which are Russia, China, or Iran. And all of those countries require visas from American citizens, and all of those countries are very difficult to get through for American citizens. Like right now, China is super locked down. It's pretty much not even an option. Russia is closed, but only sort of. It's very strange. Iran, you can't go overland through it at the moment. But again, that's not set in stone. There's all these things that the government says, and then there's what's actually happening. So hopefully I will be able to make it through one of those countries and make it to either Vladivostok, South Korea, or Vietnam. And from one of those three places, I will fly hopefully to Canada and then back home to the U.S.
Wow. So those are the challenges. But Bridget, I'm wondering, aside from the record itself, what are you most looking forward to on the trip?
I am so excited to just see the world. I've never officially left the country. And I've mostly, except for the last year, stayed in my bubble of almost pretty much Wisconsin. And I am just so thrilled to see the world. And that started when I went to Washington and I worked on a very large tall ship called the Lady Washington. And that sort of opened my eyes to the world is here and there's no reason for me not to see it, especially at this point in my life.
Wow. Well, Bridget, before we run out of time, I'm curious about the gear you have to take. I imagine you have to pack pretty light, but what are you taking along with you?
So I have some few essentials. I have like inner tubes, an air compressor, but I was just sponsored by Moscow Moto, which is a motorcycle gear company, and they gave me this wonderful set of rackless bags, and that'll hold all of my stuff along with I've also been sponsored by Aerostitch, which is a really good motorcycle suit company. So I have all the safety gear I need. I have everything I need to hold my stuff. But as far as actual physical things I'm taking, it's pretty much the standard camping gear, repair kit for the gut bike. I have a GPS tracker, which you can find on my website, 2-wheels-round.com. But pretty much other than that, it's pretty basic.
Gotcha. Well, this is exciting. Bridget, best of luck on your trip, and hopefully we get a chance to talk to you when you return.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. That was Bridget McCutcheon attempting to be the youngest person ever to circumnavigate the globe on a motorcycle. You can follow her travels on her website, Bike Wheel Travel. That's linked at wpr.org/centraltime.